Dissertation on Melanie Lafnir. Last name is Lafnir, L-A-F-N-E-A-R. First name is Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E. Visit date was 11/13/2012. This is a 44-year-old patient who was sent by her primary care for evaluation of thrombocytopenia and ANA positive, double-stranded DNA being positive. Next line, the patient... Next paragraph, the patient was noted to have thrombocytopenia in 2010 by her OBGYN with her platelet count being 105. Next paragraph, with the workup for the thrombocytopenia, her primary care physician included rheumatological studies, which came back positive for ANA, which is the CBC, the WBC count came back as 3.4, platelet was 126, labs done in September 2011, ANA titer 1:320. And anti-double-stranded DNA being positive at 39. I'm sorry, anti-double-stranded DNA being positive. The most recent test on the anti-double-stranded DNA is 5/2012, and that's 36.6 by ELISA. The patient, next paragraph, the patient has no symptoms of rash, no sun sensitivity, no oral sores, no arthralgia, no fatigue, no Raynaud's, no weight loss, no hair loss, no chest pain, trouble breathing, no wheezing, no fecal losses, no symptom, no trouble breathing, no skin tightening, no GERD. Past medical history, none. Past surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Medications, none. Family history, mother had multiple myeloma and died at the age of 66. Dad had diabetes and died of heart failure at the age of 21. Social history, married with two daughters, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Pertinent labs, ANA 1:320 speckled, CCP is negative, anti-smooth muscle negative, celiac screen is negative, rheumatoid factor negative, SSHSB 4.8-2.5 negative, serum protein electrophoresis negative, hepatitis screen negative, HLA-B27 negative. Anti-double-stranded DNA is elevated at 69.7 with ELISA. Cryoglobulins negative. Okay. On examination, HENT examination, please include the whole HENT examination. CVR, this one has to present regular rate and rhythm, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Respiratory system clear to auscultation for abdomen, soft bowel sounds present, non-tender, non-distended extremity, no swelling, no tenderness noted, musculoskeletal examination, both upper and lower extremity examination has been done, examination is within normal limits, assessment and plan, number one, leukopenia and thrombocytopenia. We'll get records. We'll get hematology records from Dr. Hubin. Immunology suggestive of lupus, but patient presently asymptomatic. The patient to follow up with hematology. Next line hyphen. presently will observe for symptoms. Next line hyphen, consider bone marrow biopsy. The patient to follow up in 3 months or earlier if needed, dictation by Dr. Kazi. Thank you.